Wando, what happened, and what can you tell us about his return?
Well, Rolando and I met this morning. I laid out exactly what the expectations are of him moving forward, and really that's really about it. And we're moving on from there, and Rolando's part of this team, and we're going to move on.
What are your plans specifically for him as far as game time? Does he resume his starting role, or does he still need to show you some things?
Well, I mean, really where we were at before the suspension is that he was going to fill a backup role and work on special teams, and that's where we're at. We'll see what happens come game day.
So he'd been told he was going to be a backup?
Correct.
For the suspension?
Correct.
Is that part of the issue of the problems you guys had? Or?
I'm not getting into the specifics. It was a good try, though.
So, you know, you're fairly sure this will not be a distraction of any kind?
No, it won't be a distraction. We won't allow it to be a distraction.
Is that tough to do, though, Dennis, considering what he put on Facebook about wanting to join a real team and that he was out of here? And how do you soothe any potential feelings?
Listen, our guys are professionals. We move forward. Things get said in the heat of the moment, and we've got to move on.
Will Pryor see any time this Sunday?
I think there's a chance of that, yes.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the Chiefs, and how much have they changed since the last time you played them?
Well, I don't think they've changed a whole lot. A little bit personnel-wise, obviously without having Dwayne Bowe, you know, offensively, I'm sure there'll be some differences in what they're doing defensively. They've had a few personnel changes, so I think that's the biggest difference in what we've seen. I know obviously Gary Gibbs is calling the defenses now on game days, so there's been some subtle adjustments and subtle differences. But for the most part, it's the same team that we saw earlier in the year.
Seems like they've gotten Jamal Charles on track the last few weeks. What do you expect to see out of their running game?
Well, I would think that they would turn around and hand the ball off to him. I mean, he's one of the more explosive players in the league. I believe he's fifth in the league in rushing right now. And, he's rushed for 100 yards. I think it's four of the last five games. So he is an explosive player on their offense, a guy that can go make plays for them. So I would anticipate that they would try to get him the ball.
Are you surprised how that game unfolded last time? I think they touched it four or five times a game.
Yeah, and you know, you never know how the game plan is going to work out.
Yeah.
And, in that game that, he touched the ball five times, I would anticipate they would probably try to feed him the ball a little bit more.
Yes, in light of what happened with Belcher in Dallas and Brandon in Dallas the very next week, have you taken the time, have you addressed the team again about decisions, decision making and all of the things that can go wrong?
Well, I think that's the thing that you got to look at when you look at the football team, and as the head coach, you can't just look at these guys as just football players. They're people, and we care about these people on more than just as a football player. So, actually, we addressed it again this morning in the team meeting, and just I want our guys to know that we have resources available to help them no matter what the circumstances are. And that's really what we're here for, is to help them in those situations.
Do you think that players, though, are reticent to come forward? I mean, if they're a
you got to define reticent for me.
If they're reluctant.
Yeah.
If they're a player that's like a 52nd guy on the roster, worried about his roster spot next year, comes to you, is going to be afraid to come and say, I got this issue.
Yeah.
Because then he's putting his roster spot in jeopardy for the next year. Or
well, obviously, personal issues, always play into account. But the thing I try to stress to the players is that I want them to feel like they can come to us with anything, and we want to be there to support them. That doesn't mean that they'll always like the answers that we give them, but we want to be here to be supportive of the players, and we want to provide that avenue for them to feel open to come and discuss that with us. And we've got Lamont Winston's in place here where they can kind of come to him, kind of confidentially and speak to him on issues. And, there's certain issues that have to be brought to the forefront, and there's certain issues that he can help them with, kind of confidentially.
Without you or Reggie Noah?
Yeah. I think all the major things, the big things, if and when we've had those type of issues, it always kind of goes through Lamont, and then the player generally comes and addresses that with me or Reggie.
So came out a click from Rod's trainer the last couple of weeks. I know you offseason really good, starting strong, a little low, and then he's back at it.
Well, listen, that's part of being a rookie. You go through, it's a little bit of a roller coaster ride, and you have some ups and downs. And Kreiner was getting a little bit more playing time, and he was getting a little bit of less playing time, and then he got the opportunity and made a few plays, and that's what it's all about. When you make plays, you play a lot more.
How did Seymour look today, and is he probable?
I thought he looked well, I think there's a good chance he's going to play this week.
It was 10 days ago. Reggie said that Rolando had not been apologetic. Has that changed since then? Or?
I'm not going to get into the specifics of what we discussed.
What about overall? We talked to the players a little bit on Monday with some of the roster changes or suspensions, benching players. Just they really expressed they feel that accountability they need to have here, even if, this isn't a playoff push right now. Or what kind of mentality are you trying to ensure these players have?
Well, I mean, it's the business. It's the National Football League, and we've got to produce. And when we don't produce, then changes have to be made. And I think we all understand that, and the players understand that. It's not a personal deal. It's just we've got to produce, and so when we're not producing, we got to make some changes and do some things differently.
Did Adams basically win that job when he made the move with Ron?
Yeah, I mean, he'd had some injuries, but I think that he'd done enough. Over the course of the year, and really specifically over the last couple of games, to warrant, getting a chance to start.
Where's Bergstrom getting most of his work now?
He's going to get some work inside at guard, and he's going to also get some work, in the tight end position like we've been using him.
So would both sides on guard or one of the other?
Yeah, it could potentially be both sides.
Do you see him long-term as a guard? He came in as a guard.
Tony, yes.
You guys have cut some guys like Lee and Bartel, haven't played as well as you would have liked. Why not cut Rolando?
Just different circumstances.
How so?
I'm not going to get into the specifics.
Does that do it, everybody?
I got one more, actually. About Michael Huff. Okay. If his future is at safety, why not play him there now? Why is he still at cornerback now?
Well, because I think he gives us the best opportunity at corner right now.
So do it. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Have you back, Coach.